Hi, this is a dictation for Shaki Alghami, SHAWQIALGAHMI. Date of birth is 10/30/99, date of accident 1/15/2021, and date of service is 2/8/2022. Mr. Shaki Alghami is here for a evaluation for a visit, follow-up visit. The patient reports that he is seeing a neuropsych Dr. White for his psychotherapy. He's also seeing a neurologist, Dr. Dr. Holzman. And he's not able to find a psychiatrist, but he has been recommended to go and see because of the ongoing depression. Currently, he has reported that his issues are related to the to lack of focus and weakness, fatigue. Pain is minimal in the lower back and the neck and shoulder. His MRIs are all found to be completely normal, including MRI of the left hip, MRI of the sacroiliac joint, MRI of the left shoulder, MRI of the cervical spine, and MRI of the brain. The patient is now referred to neurology to follow up, and we will basically discharge him from our side because he doesn't require any physical therapy. He also doesn't want any injection treatment, and we believe we don't have much role to play with. He's already seeing a neurologist and a neuropsych for the treatment. And he was also referred to an orthopedic surgeon because he was complaining of a issue of scoliosis and a shift of his entire scale to the motor vehicular accident, due to the motor vehicle accident. The patient does complain of pain around 6 to 8, which I'm not sure how much to take it granted. He reports 10% relief so far, and I think he's seeking drugs mostly, and he's not in so much pain, personally believing, because he don't have the pain faces. He reports of ADLs that work in enjoyment of life is affected 10, and a relationship with people and sleep is affected 8, and walking ability is affected 7. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that he has fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, and anxiety and nightmares. The patient essentially denies all symptoms of TBI. He has no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, and no blackouts, loss of memory. But earlier he was complaining of these symptoms. So I'm not sure what is needed for him to be done as far as the neurologist is concerned. But it looked like the neurology people are believing that he has a CNS involvement and is a deficit in cognitive dysfunction for which therapy needs to be given. Regarding pain and numbness in the ADL, in the system review, there is a neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, jaw stiffness, and shoulder pain, neck pain, and mid-back, upper back pain, lower back pain, according to the patient. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma and trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath, but no coughing. In the last 30 days, patient reports his pains are worse, there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medication is tramadol, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 149/100, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 12-6-2021. Dictation number is 1207-034. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to continue following medication, naproxen, Skelaxin, Wellbutrin, and Buspart. And his Ultram and Tal number 3s have been canceled. And he needs to see a psychiatrist. He should continue seeing Dr. Holzman, neurology, and Dr. V. Weiss for his neuropsych. My role will be minimal. I've canceled his physical therapy because he has had extensive physical therapy for more than a year. He was advised to have an injection to the sacroiliac joint that he refused. And he has no other, and he has some pain in the left rib for which intercostal nerve block was advised, but he is not wanting them. He can see a orthopedic surgeon for scoliosis and for skeleton shift, which I believe is hereditary, not from the car accident. Somehow I am concerned about this gentleman that all the complaints are genuine even. Thank you.